The so-called Arab Spring has seen the toppling of dictators in Tunisia, Egypt, and now Libya. The U.S. has by and large hailed the popular uprisings in those countries and in the Middle East. But the former head of the CIA unit in charge of pursuing Osama bin Laden says the Arab Spring has created an intelligence disaster for the U.S. Michael Scheuer is at home in Northern Virginia. So, Mr. Scheuer, how much intelligence had Libya under Gaddafi, for example, provided the U.S.? Are we really going to be that worse off intelligence-wise without Gaddafi than with him?
Well, I think if you look at the cables that have been published in the WikiLeaks series, Gaddafi was a very important intelligence service in terms of giving us information about al-Qaeda. And I remember when I was running operations against bin Laden, certainly one of the most active Arab services in the field working against al-Qaeda, because there was such a high number of Libyans in it, was Gaddafi's service. We didn't have diplomatic relations with Libya at the time, but certainly Gaddafi's intelligence service was very much active in working against al-Qaeda.
So if you look across North Africa, where these uprisings occurred and were successful, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, how did intelligence dry up there since the beginning of the Arab Spring?
Well, you know, American foreign policy in the Middle East, along with most of our allies, Britain and France, the whole strategy has been based on the maintenance of tyranny. And we worked with various governments in order to maintain adequate supplies of oil at a reasonable price to protect the Israelis, to try to keep some cooperative governments on Israel's borders. As that came down, of course, the nature of those governments changed. We can see it in Egypt right now, letting more and more stuff go through the Gaza border to help the Palestinians attack Israel. So what happened is our relationships with intelligence services across North Africa have changed dramatically in the sense that many of the people we dealt with have been fired, many have fled, and the new people coming in are certainly not as warmly attached to the United States as their predecessors. And the result is, at least in terms of North Africa and probably Yemen and certainly in Pakistan, is that much of the work against al-Qaeda and its allies and the Islamist movement as a whole that was being done by the tyrants or their tyrannical governments now is not being done on our behalf anymore.
Well, if you're saying that dictatorships are good for intelligence, does that necessarily mean that democracies are going to be bad for intelligence?
Well, there's no democracy coming, sir. You know, that's been portrayed by the media from extrapolating from a few folks who are smart enough to say democracy to attract Western air power. And the few people who can use Twitter and Facebook are extrapolated to represent, say, 85 million devout Muslims in Egypt. And I'm not saying dictatorships were good for the United States. I'm saying that's a horse we bet on. And now that it's gone, whatever follows in its wake is going to be less friendly toward the United States, less competent. And it's just a zero-sum game. What we lose from the former government, we have to do ourselves.
Why are you so determined that that there won't be any democracy in North Africa? I mean, what leads you to believe this drought in intelligence isn't just a matter of disorganization in these new governments? I mean, in some cases, there are no governments right now.
The question is less what kind of government evolves in these countries than what kind of government will be acceptable to kind of secular imperialists like Cameron and Sarkozy and especially Mrs. Clinton and Obama. What will they accept? If they will accept some kind of a Islamist government that has a semblance of representation, maybe it will be fine. But if they're expecting anything that looks like our government, then we'll be back at war with another bunch of Arab governments.
What advice would you give the White House, Michael Scheuer, on how to get along with these governments, if indeed that's what transpires in these countries?
Yeah, we have to get along with governments. You know, that's an issue that seems to be pretty apparent to everyone. My advice is to tell the American people the truth. And that's we're at war with increasing numbers of Muslims, of Islamists, not because of how we elect people or freedom or women in the workplace, but because of the way we've intervened, our government has intervened in the Muslim world for the past 30 or 40 years. And until people understand that we're being attacked because of what the U.S. government does, and not just because we're Americans, we're going to be on the short end of the stick, sir.
Michael Scheuer is a 22-year veteran of the CIA. He ran the counterterrorist center's bin Laden unit in the late 1990s. Mr. Scheuer, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.